This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 23rd of February 2020. Yes, February is all but done, as is summer. Next week will be the 1st of March, the first day of autumn. This week is the contesting edition and we take a look at a few contests coming up in the near future, including a roundup of where locals will be during the John Moyle contest. And there's more. There's some local news and the usual weekly round of Roy's Helpline and Over the Back Fence. There's more news about Perth Tech and the raffle, and we're excited that there's only a few weeks until ticket sales open for the raffle and registrations open for Perth Tech. So let's get on with the news, and here's Mike with which meetings are on this week.
The NCRG gathers on Sunday morning at the HQ in Whiteman Park and also has the monthly meeting at 7:30pm on Tuesday. The WA VHF group meets at the Operator's Cottage in Wireless Hill Park at 8pm on Monday, and Prawnheads is at UNI in Northbridge at noon on Wednesday. Advance notice that Prawnheads will be having an outing to Mandurah on Wednesday the 4th of March. Their plan is to meet at Murphy's for a cleansing ale prior to lunch. Lunch venue to be decided and advised. The Hague meets at the Guide Hall on the corner of Brady and Sanderson Roads in Lismurdy on Saturday the 29th at 2pm. But be an early arrival for a chat and barbecue snags. Well, that's all for this week.
The John Moyle Memorial Field Day will be held over the weekend of the 21st and 22nd of March 2020 and will run from 0100 UTC on the Saturday until 0059 on the Sunday. The John Moyle Field Day is one of WIA's contests but is open to all amateurs. What's special about this contest is that it promotes portable operation and you actually earn more points by operating portable. One of the aims of the contest is to provide training and experience in portable operation. This is one of Australia's fun contests, where individuals and groups go to various degrees of trouble to set up a portable station and lose a bit of sleep while operating through the night. There is some very good logging software available with the contest rules built in. You're encouraged to use this software as it prevents erroneous contacts being recorded and makes log submission very fast and simple. VK Contest Logger is highly recommended. Very importantly, make sure that you do actually send in your log. Quite surprisingly, a significant number of contestants fail to submit one. Why they don't send in their log escapes me. However, whatever the reason, I'm sure that these reasons can be overcome. So, do give the John Moyle Memorial Field Day a go. As I said, it's fun, gives you an excuse to go bush and to use your imagination and skill to set up and operate a portable amateur radio station. The rules and other information can be found at the WIA website.
Taking part in the John Moyle contest can present us with issues not normally associated with other contests. Just in case you haven't caught up yet, the John Moyle is a contest that encourages portable operation, something that clubs, small groups and individuals find enjoyable. It's entirely possible that, just randomly, a dozen groups of people will set up a station far enough away from any other group not to cause any interference to each other. It's very possible, however, for two groups making plans to inadvertently plan to work right on top of each other. I don't mind being camped next door to someone else, but if they only share their RF and not their beer, why bother? I almost did it myself last year. I chose a fantastic spot overlooking the Avon Valley. It wasn't until I told a few people that I found out that I would have been about 200 metres from another group. I knew where they would be, but I hadn't put two and two together. A brain failure. When choosing your site, it's a good idea to take some portable gear beforehand to check its suitability for radio use. Last year I set up at Mount Gungeon, a high spot in the Perth Hills, which should have been perfect. And it was, until we tried to use 40 metres, and 80 metres, and 160 metres. On top of the hill, about 200 metres from us, was a government multi-agency radio tower and associated radio shacks. Something inside those shacks throws out filthy RF noise. So, won't be going back there again anytime soon. So where will we be? Where will others be? Let's see. The WA Amateur Radio News Team, VK6ARN, We'll be in the camping area next to Green Hills Tavern, which is about 120 kilometres east of Perth in the Wheatbelt. The Hills Amateur Radio Group VK6AHR will be at Mount Dale in the Darling Range, about 55 kilometres southeast of the Perth city, and Mount Dale is one of the highest spots in the Darling Range. It might even be the highest. The Northern Corridors Radio Group will operate from the Puruna Sanctuary in Gidgiganna. Puruna is a 20 square kilometre nature reserve in the Avon Valley, 50 kilometres northeast of Perth. It's actually on the south side of the Avon Valley, opposite the Wallyanga National Park. The WAVHF group will operate from the Piney Lakes Reserve in Winthrop. That's to be confirmed later. And the Peel Amateur Radio Group hasn't quite made their minds up yet, and they'll advise when they've chosen their location. And that's all I've heard of so far. If you do decide to operate portable somewhere, let everyone else know. Use the WA Hams email list or let us know and we'll put it out on the news here, or both.
Since 1931, NewsWest has provided amateur radio news for Western Australia and beyond. This is VK6ARN.
The ARRLDX contest comes in two forms, the CW and SSB categories. This segment is to promote the SSB portion that runs from midnight UTC Saturday, March the 5th, 2020, until 23:59 UTC on the 6th. The aim is to work as many stations as possible on 160, 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands. The object of this contest is to encourage American and Canadian stations to expand knowledge of DX propagation on the HF and MF bands, improve operating skills, and improve station capability by creating a competition in which DX stations may only contact W and VE stations. To clarify, DX stations, and that means us, may only contact American and Canadian stations. There are multiple entry categories. Rules for the exchange are fairly standard, and there is a system of multiplier for scores, but there is a tight timeline for log submissions of only 7 days after the contest. This means that the rules must be thoroughly read and understood prior to entry. Although principally a North American contest, it certainly livens up the bands. Details at ARRL.org and follow the links.
The Commonwealth Contest, formerly known as the British Empire Radio Union, BERU, is one of the longest-running contests in the HF contesting world. Having first run back in 1931 when it was known as British Empire Radio Week and lasted for 6 days, it promotes contacts between stations in the UK, Crown Dependencies, Commonwealth and Mandated Territories. Australia, of course, was invited to participate. While the sun set several decades ago on the Empire, strong ties still exist between the countries that once were part of it, and the contest still exists, but in a much shorter format. The 83rd contest runs from 10:00 UTC on the 14th of March to 10:00 UTC on the 15th of March 2020, and is CW only on 3, 5, 7, 14, 21 and 28 MHz. There are multiple entry types, classifications and requirements to register teams with fairly routine log submission requirements. Rules that must be studied are available on the RSGB HF contest website. As some will be aware, these days the Commonwealth contest has a team section and VK has a proud history in this competition. Indeed, Australia is the current Commonwealth champion, with our 2 5-person teams finishing first and third respectively, and with Brian VK3MI being the top VK scorer last year in third place. Steve Ireland VK6VZ is, we believe, the Australian team coordinator, and he hopes to hear you in the Commonwealth Contest 2020.
News West is available on air, online and on demand. Visit VK6.net to find out how. And to contact the news team, send an email to newswest@vk6.net. Now, next week, NewsWest has its Club Focus episode, and that's where we invite clubs to put in their information about meetings, activities, what they're good at, what they're not good at, anything at all to promote their club or just to let the rest of us know what they're up to, what they got up to, or what they're about to get up to. So over to you, clubs. Give your PR guy a bit of a push and a shake and a rattle, whatever you do, and get them to send their stuff in. And believe it or not, other people are interested in what your club does. So that's Club Focus next week. We need your stuff by noon Friday, and send it to newswest@vk6.net. And of course, in your voice is a million times better than in my voice. So you've been warned, eh? Okay, thanks very much, and send your stuff in. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News.
We hear plenty from our northern neighbours, so why not have a go at the YBDX Ritty contest? That's advertised as the Spirit of Indonesia and organised by the YB Land DX Club. The contest runs for 24 hours on the 14th of March 2020 from 0:00 UTC to 23:59 UTC. The aim is for amateurs around the world to contact as many other amateurs in as many countries and Indonesian contesters. Ritty contacts should be made on 3.5, 7, 14, 21 and 28 MHz. No WARC bands are allowed. The exchange is 59 plus serial number. There are two categories, single operator, all band, any power and multi-operator, single transmitter, any power. See the website ybdxcontest.com for the rules, logging, scoring with multipliers and awards available. That's ybdxcontest.com. Go on, dust off your old Ritty keyboard or reload the software into your PC and have a go.
You've heard a lot from us about Perth Tech in the last several weeks, so you'd already know that it's on Saturday the 2nd of May, all day, followed by an adjournment to the pub over the road for those who are able. We've engaged top-notch presenters from Perth and interstate. On Sunday, we follow up with workshops. At the moment, there are two workshops scheduled for Sunday. Peter, VK3YE, will run a QRP and portable antenna workshop. You can either come and listen and learn, or bring your own portable gear and get some hints and tips, and share what you know. The other workshop is by David, VK5DGR, and David will run a workshop on setting up and using free DV. Here's the rub. You get to BYO radio, interface and computer, and you'll be coached through the setting up and using the mode. Entrance to Perth Tech is free. However, we'll ask you to pay for lunch. We want you to register prior to the event. Registration will guarantee entry. Once sold out, it's sold out. Registration prior to May the 1st will give you a draw in a special door prize worth at least $100. Entrance to the workshops is free. We won't demand registration for the workshops. However, we will be seeking a ballpark idea of how many will come. Mark your calendar now for Perth Tech, Saturday the 2nd of May.
We're excited about Perth Tech, especially because it's free for you to attend. Yep, free. How do we do it? Let me explain. In order to stage Perth Tech, WA Amateur Radio News relies on cash donations, large and small, and all of them generous. We also receive discounts and volunteer support. And then there's the raffle. The raffle pulls in the bulk of the cost of staging Perth Tech, and it's a far more enjoyable way to raise money than charging an entry fee. I think we told you last week that we'd have to charge an entry fee somewhere between $65 and $70 just to break even. The total value of raffle prizes is almost $3,000. First prize is the brand new, not yet released, ICOM 705 portable radio. And that's a definite, it's on order. Second prize is the MFJ VNA antenna analyzer, which retails at just under $600. And third prize is the Comet GP15 antenna, donated by DX Radio Systems, and the value is a bit under $300. These prizes wouldn't be possible without the support of generous donors and discounts. Tickets will again be sold online, where you can pay with your MasterCard, Visa or Amex debit or credit card, or pay with PayPal. That's a new one. Tickets are expected to go on sale in mid-March.
Hi, this is Dan, VK6NAD, and you're listening to News West.
Following the sad passing of Ron, VK6QB, Silent Key, Rick, VK6XT, has inherited his large collection of vacuum tubes. Anyone who's looking for a tube to restore a receiver or other vintage equipment is urged to contact him. He'll endeavour to find what you want and deliver it for just the cost of postage. There are huge quantities of used TV valves which need to be culled fairly soon, he reports. So act sooner rather than later. Many thanks from us all for taking on this valuable task, Rick. Probably the best way to start the ball rolling if you need a valve or two is by email 6xraytango@gmail.com, spelled out longhand. That's 6xraytango@gmail.com.
When the pace of life was slower and neighbours actually spoke to each other, there was a lot of information exchanged over the back fence as people paused their domestic chores to have a chat. Over the Back Fence is a weekly summary of what Western Australian amateurs are talking about over the social media back fence. And looking at the WA Hams email list, there was a discussion about the Starlink satellites. Will they blot out life as we know it in the amateur radio world? Quite a discussion about that. Some historical stuff from Will about the first license for VK6 RAP and further correspondence from the PMG. They were quite controlling in those days, weren't they? And that caused quite a bit of discussion over a couple of emails. One from yours truly, asking for volunteers to help with Pertec, and thanks to those who have stuck their hands up, and there's still room for more if you want to put your hand up and you'll get a free lunch. Isn't that exciting? One from Martin with a link to an archive of the Fun Way into Electronics books. I reckon a lot of people played with those. And another one from the Postmaster General saying how delighted they'd be if we put the news out on 3.5 megahertz, or in that band at least. More from Will about early WAG meetings. Certificate there for Neil Husk, VK6BDO, for the Remembrance Day contest. That's way back in 2007. That was a while ago. Interesting one about decoding the NOAA weather satellites. They're always worth a look. An email chain about the John Moyle contest and who's going to be doing it and where has begun. And we've addressed that in this news bulletin. Will, as he ploughs through the archives, finds a whole lot of stuff about Wison and asking if the club would like it. And similarly with the Hills Amateur Radio Group. Questions about the VK6 RPH beacon. Is it working or is it not? And that's a summary of the emails that went out to the WA Hams email list. If you're not a subscriber, I suggest if you want to stay in touch with what's going on, that's how you find out. Now let's hop over to the VK6 Western Australia Facebook group and see what's turned up there during the week. First off, a question from Tomo asking about programming a Tait radio. Several responses to that one. Another person asking if there is a list of nets in VK6, and he was pointed towards vk6.net, which has quite an extensive list there, and it's in the form of a Google calendar, so it says what's on today, tomorrow, etc. And one from yours truly, sharing a post from qrm.guru, an article about plasma TV interference. Yes, there's still some plasma TVs around. I'm not a supporter of guns, but by crikey, plasma TVs are a worthwhile target. One from Chris, he just got his ARRL antenna book. They're always a good publication, and that's it. Up to mid-morning on a Friday. So if you're feeling left out of the information stream, you need to go and find out where the information is. And that means Amateur Radio Magazine, if you can afford to wait that long. Email lists like WA Hams, subscribe to it if you're not already subscribed. And Facebook groups. Although I wouldn't bet my life on all the information from Facebook, it's still a fairly good starting place, because we have people with experience. So that's it from over the amateur radio back fence for this week.
Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay. Please let it be known far and wide that the VK6 RBY 70 centimetre repeater is now operational, along with its 2 metre brother. Details are as follows. 70 centimetres, 438.650 megahertz, with a negative 5 megahertz offset and a 123 hertz CTC-SS access tone. 2 meters, 146.650 megahertz, with a negative 600 kilohertz offset. No access tone is required. Signal reports from all areas would be very welcome. Thanks, and 73 from Alec, VK6APK.
Now, moving right along with our contesting theme, here's a certificate from the CQ Worldwide WPX Contest CW section 2019. The number one Australian operator was none other than VK6 Whiskey X-Ray, better known to us as Wesley Beck. Congratulations, Wes, on that. And here's an encouragement for the rest of you. Get in there, have a go, and you get a flash certificate. Not to mention the satisfaction. Again, congratulations, Wes, from all of us here in VK6.
For those who may not be aware, Newsline is a US-based amateur radio news broadcast put out on a variety of media covering a wide range of amateurs, not just those in the USA. In the latest edition, for example, there was a segment on Australian hams and the bushfire disaster. They've decided to add a new medium, and the first ever D-Star broadcast will happen on Wednesday night at 10:30 p.m. West Australian time. That's 0830 UTC. On D-Star Reflector 91C for approximately 20 minutes, and from then on every Wednesday at the same time. Comments about or to Newsline, whether from inside or outside of Australia, are all welcomed.
Hi, this is Chris VK3QB from RASA. This week I have some updates on QRM Guru. Firstly, Ian VK3BUF has been busy in the QRM Guru labs taking a look at ferrites and how they can be used to suppress noise. The results are quite interesting. Ian has taken a look at this topic from a different perspective. Ian's post, The Truth About Ferrites, looks at these materials and their attenuation characteristics with a spectrum analyzer. Head to QRM Guru and search on The Truth About Ferrites. The QRM Guru team have been assisting a few people over recent weeks with their local QRM issues. We'll report back on these case studies as they unfold. In the meantime, one correspondent has had problems with a neighbour's plasma TV. Thankfully, there aren't too many of these around these days. But to fill this gap, we've created a posting looking at plasma TVs. Again, head to QRM Guru and search on plasma TV. If you have any additional tips on how to kill QRM from these appliances, please send us an email. Well, that's it from me for this week. 73s.
Hello, this is Roy, VK6 X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 23rd of February, 2020. Today I'm looking for some help. Please, if you can help me with some aluminium tubing for antenna manufacturer. I'm looking for some 3/8-inch to half-inch, that's 9mm to 13mm approximately, diameter tubing for repair of an antenna, also to manufacture new antennas. Also looking for 1-inch 25mm diameter or square tubing for the boom. If you can help me with any of that aluminium stock or know where I can, please contact me on 0427 000 995, 0427 000 995, or VK6XRayVictor at bigpond.com is the email address. Still looking for an LP100 Alpha Digital Vector SWR and power meter for Gus. He's looking for an LP, that's Lima Papa 100 Alpha Digital Vector SWR and a power watt meter in good working order, including the manual and coupler. Please contact Gus on 0407-030-592, 0407-030-592, or email to victorkilo6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com, victorkilo6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com. And that is it for this week. That's all I have. Nothing else to report. But if you would like to include anything for next week's broadcast, please contact me on, I'll give you the email address, victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. Please contact me by email, victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. 73 till next week.
WA Amateur Radio News is an independent amateur radio club incorporated in Western Australia. WI Amateur Radio News is a WIA affiliated club. Some of our members are WIA members, some are RASA members, and some are both. WI Amateur Radio News has invited both the WIA and RASA to be regular contributors to News West. News West is derived from a variety of sources, and any views expressed are those of the contributors and may not reflect the views of WI Amateur Radio News Incorporated. News West is offered in the open spirit, that is amateur radio. Now next week is Club Focus, and you know what that means, we'll be on your case to get your club news. Thanks to the folk who collect the callbacks every week, the numbers provide a valuable insight into how we're going. I might do an item about the numbers one day soon. Thanks to the broadcasters. At absolutely no cost to the management, you guys put the news to air every week, making a fantastic contribution to amateur radio in our state. And of course, thanks to the news team and other contributors. This week the news team is Roy, Jake, Judith, Mike and Andrew. I'm Bob VK6POP, and for my sins, I get to produce News West. And of course, thanks to you, the listeners. We'd look a bit silly if you weren't there. Please hang around for the callbacks, and if they aren't happening, jump in and make them happen. Or you could get online at vk6.net to register a callback there. And while you're there, have a browse around the website. There's lots of useful information. Nothing left to do now but to wish you all a good amateur radio week. And if you haven't already done so, get on air and make some noise.